At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Rational thoughts. We got plenty of rational thoughts today in the Author Your Brand show. I've got the most rational, interesting gentleman I've met in quite some time to give us some of his wisdom and ideas and stories today. He's amazing. He shows stressed out business owners, that could be you, and executives how to remove roadblocks in 24 hours or less by uncovering their hidden inborn survival trait that is their secret to wealth, happiness, and success. He's a sought-after self-sabotage specialist. Can't wait to talk about that word. Business consultant, best-selling author, international speaker. This guy has over three decades of experience helping clients lead their own professional and personal lives and achieve success. And the strangest thing about this is that he guarantees it, which is another interesting story, I'm sure. His own life is filled with plenty of challenges like a lot of people, from disabling health conditions, which caused him to close his practice, financial ruin, death of loved ones, horrific divorce, many other tragic events that prompted him to combine his life experience and clinical research, to really make a difference, to help thousands of people in all walks of life understand human behavior to its core. His programs have helped influential leaders, effective decision makers, high impact performers positively affect the world around them and win big. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Dr. Phil Agrios.
Hey, Doug, thanks so much for inviting me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, that's great. You know, we're going to get into the whole details here, but tell people why they should stick around the show today and listen to us talk. What's the, why should they listen?
Well, one of the things is we're going to talk about that there is only one thing that you were born with that actually stops your success. We prove it every day. It's guaranteed to work, to help switch it off, and to understand that you don't have to worry about five things or 12 things or all these different things. It's just one thing to focus on for the rest of your life, and you'll know exactly why you have the success blocks that you have and why what you've done in the past hasn't worked.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm not sure if you want to use my example. Maybe we'll use somebody else's example on that, but I'll definitely share what we did working together. So, you know, full disclosure, Dr. Phil and I've actually worked together, so I want to make sure that's up front with everybody. You mentioned a little bit in your bio how you got involved in this business. So tell us more about that. How did you get started?
So I used to practice as a chiropractor and a functional medicine practitioner, integrative practitioner, maybe you may heard of it. My specialty was thyroid and autoimmune, the sick of the sickest. And during my 35 years of practicing, I found myself on this journey that allowed me to discover why things weren't working out in my business or my personal life, for my children, my family, for my patients, and so many others. And the experiences that I had allowed me to really go deep and break things apart and allowed me to really find something that no one else has discovered in the world. And we teach that there is actually what we call a survival trait. We actually call it the inborn sabotaging trait. Now remember, sabotage doesn't mean that it's undermining you. It actually protects you from the very success that you seek, because that success subconsciously is more painful to get to and sustain. So we stay in our present day ineffective behavior and unable to achieve our goals, or when we do achieve our goals, to hold on to it and move forward. So when we first found this, I just thought it was too simple. So I went out to try to disprove it. And over 30 years of researching thousands upon thousands of people, not only was able to prove it, but we found a way to switch it off instantly, and it works 100% of the time. And we call that the antidote.
Yeah, that is amazing. And you know, I'm not shy. Let's go ahead and use me as an example, because those words sound interesting. But let's go ahead and give somebody an actual clear example. And this, I think, I'm probably pretty common in the entrepreneurial world for my tactics. So go ahead. I'll bare my soul. Tell us about what we talked and how you helped me do this thing.
It was really well, I'm so glad you put it in that way, because there's nothing to be ashamed of. Yeah. Because what we were able to discover, that there was actually three sabotaging trades. Out of 78 billion people in the world, there's only three of them. Yeah. And again, they're not there to undermine you. It's your protective state. And one of the things we were able to find is that it actually creates all of your challenges because it's there to evolve you. So when you start to release your personal and professional power and you hit that wall, your saboteur kicks in to protect you. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not an idiot or a loser or all the other 100 words we say to ourselves. You're just protecting. You're in contraction. But imagine when you hit that wall and you start to contract, knowing the one trait that you were born with is that's what's protecting you. And then using what we call the antidote, the exact opposite to that saboteur, you immediately go into growth. And now you're doing this compared to doing this of the hamster wheel over and over again. So there actually are three traits that I was able to discover that make up who we are. And we call them the director trait, the supplier trait, and the communicator trait. So those of you taking notes, it's the director, the supplier, and the communicator. Those, the reason why is because that's all we do as humans. We direct, we communicate, and we supply. There's nothing else that we do. And then when I was able to see those three traits, I placed them in a sequence. And that sequence allowed me to see that there were only six sequences of human behavior. So there's only six people in the world. Now, this is much different than DISC and Myers-Briggs and all the other personality tests, because number one, you have to take those probably a couple times a year because it changes. This never changed. You are actually born with this. And we are the only ones that actually give a solution of how to switch it off and knowing what to do. So once you know your sequence, I can tell you everything about you and never meet you. You and I had that discussion where that was like, how did you know me so well? Because once I know that sequence, we have it down to that much of a science that we can tell you why you failed, why you've succeeded, and how to move forward in any situation, no matter how big or small the adversity is. Then, if you have a significant other, a business partner, a child, if you're a manager of sales professionals, whomever, we will now know, once we'll teach you how and why, what their sequences are, and then you'll know exactly why they do what they do. And then we'll tell you how you two interact and never ask you a question about it, because we know how each sequences work together, how the conflicts created, how they work well. And if you have the conflicts, what just focusing on just one thing can help resolve a conflict pretty quickly.
So it's not as simple as when people say, oh, your greatest strength is your greatest weakness, because you've got the sequence thing that goes with it. Is that right?
Yeah. So what we found is that you have a dominant trait, which is what we call your superpower. Mm-hmm. Your dominant trait is really why you're here on Earth. And once you understand that, you'll understand what why your career worked well or didn't work well, or you know, things like that. So that's your superpower. Then you have a mediator trait, which is a bridge between the dominant trait and what we call the inborn sabotaging trait. So depending on how they are interacting with each other will depend on every situation that comes your way, how you'll use that sequence in one way. So we call that the protective mantra. You, you start with your superpower, which actually trips you up and causes a lot of problems, because that's your boy, right? Or your girl or whomever. That's what you focus on. But you never realize how that trips you up. So let's talk about sales.
Yeah.
So I've asked sales managers or vice presidents of sales, and I said, you know, have you ever had a salesperson that overly talked themselves out of sale? Who hasn't, right? And I said, well, what would you do? What was the first thing you, what kind of training would you give them? The majority of times they would say what? Communication. They need communication. I go, no, that's not it. That's their superpower. The reason why they're overly talking is because their superpower is vomiting on people because they can't stop due to their saboteur. And once we've taken so many different types of salespeople, and by helping them to understand their antidote of that saboteur, what happens is now their communication skills immediately become more efficient. They understand why they're overly talking, why they're vomiting on somebody in that particular sequence. We've seen people make $84,000 in 2 weeks because she really realized why she was all over the place. She was not clear. She was just focusing and she wasn't really secure with what she was saying. So her communication took over and caused people to be overwhelmed. And like, God, if I hire you, I'll be even more overwhelmed. So they said no. But once we were able to give her that sequence and give her some techniques for that, things, her improvement was tremendous.
Yeah.
Found that also with a doc as well and so many other different
people. What kind of remedies did you provide for a person who, you know, excessively talks in sales?
Well, it depends on the sequence. So if they're one of their antidotes is that they're scattered all over the place, we help them to understand how to prepare it in a different way, how to be more clear, how to follow a system or a script. If they have this other type of trait, it's because they're overly sharing. They give too much. They focus on giving and valuing others because they don't really deep down value themselves. So they use their communication to show them how valuable it is, but it actually on a subconscious level causes the other person to devalue them. Yeah. And these are the type of people that, you know, business owners or whatever, that give away product for free thinking it's going to help them to close the sale, and it actually does the opposite.
Yeah, I think I had that to a pretty good degree, didn't I?
And then you realize your value and your worth, and you realize it wasn't just, it didn't come down to the value or worth, it actually came down to you being clear and understanding why you were doing that. And once you were able to see that, you pretty much quickly were able to deal with things and your business grew tremendously.
Oh yeah. I got to tell the story, because I've told this story to maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 people over the past few years since I've known you. And it's one of those things where, hey, you're on LinkedIn, you're connected with somebody and I'm talking to this guy about this. And I'm, you know, I'm being professional and networking, but my interest is in doing business. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to talk to this Dr. Egros guy. Maybe he'll want to do a book with me. Well, within, I don't know how long, Phil, but within 5 minutes, I'm like, wait, what do you do again? I'm not selling. I'm buying.
Yeah.
And the thing that was so impressive, and this is, I mean, if you still had, because you said it in your bio, this guarantee thing was crazy. You know, we're adults, right? We've been on the block. We've seen things that are sketchy, things that are really solid. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you're talking about individual performance, coaching, if you want to use that word, which I don't, but let's just use it as an example, that you're going to coach somebody and you guarantee their success. And I'm like, let me see that in writing, Agrios, you know, and I'm looking, I goes, dang, you know, and it's a 3 month, what's the time? It was 3 months at the time program.
At the time, yeah, we have a 3 or 6 month program now. And
what, within the first week, right? First week, I'm like, done, business doubled.
Yes.
So yeah, and that's month, we're like, just chit chat, like, yeah, okay, everything's going well.
Yeah, it was really interesting when I have conversations. So what we do is we have a masterclass training. It's a short video, but it kind of dives even more into what we're talking about.
Right.
And then we offer a discovery call. And in that discovery call, it's about 15, 20 minutes. We don't sell. You can't even buy from us, because I want to make sure, number one, that you're a good candidate for any of our programs, right? And if you're not, then we're going to tell you that and maybe refer you to somebody else. But in that 15, 20 minutes, our goal is to make sure if you are committed, are you coachable, and are you resourceful, and do you have integrity? Because we're very, very protective of our group coaching course, because we only have people that are in that mode, because that's why we have such high success rates, right? So when people are listening to that, we then, we've decided they are a good candidate, we then have our consult to determine what we can guarantee them. So we'll go through the process and go, okay, great, I can guarantee this, 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 and this. We'll put that in writing. And we actually have a 2 week money back guarantee, that after the second week you feel this is not right for you, then you get 100% of your money back. And you know, we've been very blessed that no one's ever asked, because everybody makes a major breakthrough a first or second week.
I certainly did. I so appreciate it, because it was a definite shift.
Yeah.
And I spoke with you a while ago. Yeah, I've got, you know, I was trying to do everything by myself and spiral crap. Now I've got a team, and
Yeah, you're doing great with that. Yeah, and another thing is I had a marketer one time told me, he goes, you know, don't say 100% because it's unbelievable. So why don't you say like 95 to 97%? And I said, why am I lying to these people? It works 100% of the time. So I got rid of him, right? And I just basically tell people this. The reason why you're like, I don't believe this is, number one, that's your saboteur protecting you from me. Mm-hmm. Because at that moment, I'm representing somebody or some type of event that screwed you over. So the question is, on a conscious level, is it true? Am I trying to screw you over? Or is that a story you're telling yourself and you're missing an opportunity to take something that can tremendously change your life? And when people hear that, they go, oh my God, I am doing that. Right, because I'm representing thousands of people or thousands of events that your subconscious is saying no, 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 because it's too unbelievable, right? But it is my job, those of you who are salespeople out there, it's my job not to sell you. My job is to serve you, to determine if this is right for you. And then from there, if you have a resistance, it is my job. Number one, once I know the sequence, I know why the person's resistant. So if you're a salesperson, imagine knowing someone who's resisting, knowing why subconsciously there's one thing that's resisting. Yeah. And I'll go in and I'll talk to them to make sure that the resistance is just some story, or is it really true that this is not right for them?
Right.
So that's where we teach ourselves as well, is that you have to come in with integrity. You need to come in knowing that you can help this person. And if you don't, you just be honest and that's why I've always asked my clients, did you ever think that I sold you? I was a salesman to you. And said, no, you just felt caring and you just wanted to help. And I've had people where I'm like, I don't think this is right for you.
Yeah.
So, and that's where once you know who you are and once you know the other person, it's just a conversation and it's not trying to be desperate to sell somebody because you got to make your mortgage. Yeah. It's there because you're there to impact somebody. And that's why I get up every morning. It's who can I impact today that can help change other people's lives, not only theirs.
You know, speaking of stories, because I love stories, obviously don't mention any names, but I'd like to hear your the biggest challenge, the one that was the hardest nut to crack.
Actually, it was recent.
Okay.
So I had a recent client who, you know, I told him, you got, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So he was very disorganized, whatever, wasn't really, you know, especially if he was eating that well, he was smoking weed, he was doing all these things.
Right.
And then, and we have that group coaching and he's showing up and we're helping showing him. And by the second week, he says, this is not working for me.
Okay.
Because we had the one-on-one too as well. When we talked about it. And I said, what's going on? He has so much going on. I said, all right, I'll extend it. Right. And this, and it's very rarely that I do this. So I extended it. Within that next 2 weeks, within that month time, he was in. Oops, sorry about that. I thought I had that turned off. He was in. And he is now organized. He has gotten his online courses. He's ready to explode. Because he realized that this one thing, because he was such a skeptic, he was pushing that away. And now he's killing it. And now he is 100% in and seeing major shifts, not only in his professional life, but in his personal life. But you got to realize your professional, your personal are one. When your saboteur is affected, both are affected. And when you turn on your antidote, both are affected at the exact same time. Absolutely. And one of the things, I don't know if you remember, is that your own business has its own born sabotage and trade and antidote. So we teach you how you subconsciously sabotage your business, not only you, but how your employees are subconsciously sabotaging the business by using their saboteur and enhancing the business's saboteur. But once they use their antidote to the business's antidote, this is how we've shifted multi-million dollar companies. We had one that was ready to implode within 2 months. Within those 2 months, we saved them $4.5 million. They had some partners. We got rid of one of them. They got rid of one, not me. They got rid of one of them that wasn't really doing anything. And now they've shifted up. Within 2 months, they would have been out of business. But now they're going back. And now they're on the road to making even more than they were before. But they realize how their saboteur was not only causing problems with themselves, but between each of the partners, which were then trickling down to the they have over 200 employees. So it was such a great scene. And we see this all the time with companies as well, as well as solopreneurs.
So from the, on the verge of going out of business to $4 million of revenue or profit, well, that's just a massive, that's my next question. You stole my question. It was like, we taught the hardest one that, and I was going to ask, what is the biggest success story? So that sounds like a pretty good one.
Yeah, that one. Another one I usually tell is I was doing my workshop, but we also do workshops for companies as well. Mm-hmm. It all depends what they need. Mm-hmm. And during the process, this one manager was really getting it. And he comes up to me and says, you know, my son's always upstairs interacting with the family, is upstairs playing video games and not interacting with the family. What can I do? So after a while, I asked him a few questions. We ascertained his son's sequence and I told him exactly what to do. Within a week, his son was downstairs interacting with the family more. And within 2 months, their relationship skyrocketed.
Oh my God.
Because he realized he was the one pushing his son back in the room. He was making fun of him because that's how he grew up. But that, because of his certain saboteur, it was the reverse effect. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the key. He then realized what? He was doing it in his business as well. As he changed how he was talking to his clients and his staff and everything else, his business skyrocketed as well. Mm-hmm. So that's where both are experienced. We see this consistently with child, mother, child, you know, parent, child. I had a parent one time tell me, their son went, "Who are you? Where's my mother? Why aren't you yelling at me?" We've helped save divorces because we realize and show them it's not that they hated each other. They were just protecting themselves from each other. And then you add kids into the play. Oh, yeah. And now imagine knowing teenagers, why they're being revolting, why you know exactly their sequence and know exactly how to talk with them. Mm-hmm. So they don't feel that you're trying, you know, because, you know, teenagers, they are trying to get away from the parents.
Right.
We've seen tremendous shifts with teenagers, with parents who've had rocky situations.
Yeah.
And by talking to the client and never meeting the teenager.
Right.
And just asking, finding the sequence and then telling them exactly what to do and coming back, oh, this worked like a charm. Yeah. So no matter what the situation, whether it's a business owner, their partner, whether it's employees, the loved ones, we've always seen how to improve relationships if they were rocky, especially with the person themselves as well.
Right. And even when normally, you know, there's an old saying that you can't change other people. You can only change yourself, which I'm pretty sure is true. But when you have something like this, you're actually changing yourself that does impact the other person, right?
Man, that is a phenomenal question. Okay. I couldn't even ask that. That was a great question. Seriously. I'm not trying to stroke your ego. So everything outside of you is you. The person you can't stand is a part of you you can't stand. They're just showing up to show you what you're not dealing with. And it comes down to your saboteur. Once you're able to deal with that part of you, two things happen. That person leaves or they change because they still want to be in your world. We've seen that consistently, whether or not it was boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or they realized that that person was causing them to show a part of them they didn't see, and they've gotten rid of them. You know, they've broken the relationship, and I don't, you know, I'm not an advocate of divorce or anything like that, but at that moment, and then we would see their business just take off because of what was going on subconsciously in the personal life as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to see the dynamic of how the saboteur is protecting them. And, you know, even with you, right? It's been, what, a good 10 years or so since we
Long. No, four or five, I think.
No, I think it's longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because I built my, because I was the solopreneur. I had one VA, and then we built out, I have a staff of like eight now. That was in 2019, I think. I don't know.
Oh, really? It seemed longer than that. Okay. So, well, that actually, before that, we did this twice, right? You came back. But as you can see, even from that time we were talking, I think previously, something was happening. And what did I say? It was your saboteur, and you could see. So we've had people were, you know, from family to old patients, whatever I would see once in a while or talk with them, you know, 25 years later, they're having a difficult time. Why? Saboteur.
Yeah.
It all is there. So that's why we know they're born with it, and it's always just one thing to focus on.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's time for a refresher. We'll talk about this and we're done with the show here. What about last question? What kind of, is this not, I mean, you mentioned the things that are, you know, qualifications, somebody's not coachable. What other things are not a goal for you in terms of the working with somebody
who doesn't qualify? Coachable, they're not committed, right? If you're not committed, then I don't care what I do. I don't care what I say to you, which if I can divert for a second, a lot of times, the reason why a lot of people like to work with me is because when we're dealing with somebody right now, it's not only behavior with them, it's chemical. So certain saboteurs have like a dopamine deficiency or a serotonin deficiency. Yeah. And what happens is, it's, I don't care what I give them, it's not going to happen. The brain is not getting it. So what we do is we, and I'm not their doctor. I stay away from that, but I will then refer them to somebody, who will then determine that, give them some supplementation, whatever. And we've seen people come back, go, now, oh my God, I'm more organized and all that. Because they're like, well, I've been to other coaches, this never happened. I say, yeah, because they were focusing on the behavior, not also the chemicals. So you have to look at I had a story real quick on what our time is.
Oh, time's fine.
I had somebody who had an autoimmune disease that, you know, he was doing well in the business. He was, you know, slowly improving. And then he calls me all the time. We had a one-on-one and he says, you know, I can't do it. I was doing great this morning and I felt horrible today. I can't think. And I said, well, what did you eat and drink for lunch? And he says, oh, I went out with my daughter for a beer and a pizza. And I said, you don't see a relation with that? No, because I was trying to help him to show him the autoimmune, because that was my specialty with functional medicine, but he was very traditional. And I was like, okay, I respect that. I said, take 3 days off, do it again, and tell me what happens. 3 days later, he calls me and goes, what's the name of that doctor? Because he saw that when he ate those, his brain turned off. And no matter what I would have said or what techniques he knew, it wasn't going to happen. So it caused an inflammatory reaction in the brain, in the gut, in the knees, or whatever the case may be. So it's with me helping them to see where that might be and then give them the help that they need. So I put that on the side because some people realized that it's got to be, it's both, but it could be one more behavior than chemical as well.
Sure. So, I mean, we know addiction is addiction, right? Whether it's addicted to, you know, drugs, alcohol, porn, it's a double dopamine desire, right? They're escaping something or wanting that chemical hit.
Yeah. And it always comes down to the saboteur. It's the saboteur that they have that addiction to. So once they consistently, consciously understand the saboteur. So for instance, when I was practicing, we would take people off sugars and all the things, all their numbing devices, right? And what we were able to find out was, is that I would get people to come in and go, you know, you're going to kill me. I had a pizza. And I'm like, well, I'm going to kill you. How'd you feel? I felt horrible for 4 days. Why do you need me to harp on it? I said, I'm glad you had the pizza because I want you to reinforce that you had it. But I'm more curious is that what happened before you decided to have the pizza? So we found that they had a trigger that caused them to use their saboteur that led them to using their numbing devices, whether it's eating, drinking, you know, comfort foods, drugs, whatever the case may be. But then when we found and taught them, when they had their trigger, they used the antidote. Two things happened. They lessened their numbing devices or they stopped it. So during the courses, when people, you know, I'm still having my sugars and all this, we're now, or I can't exercise, I can't get myself going. We help them show them that it's really this, by using the antidote, they slowly start to lessen the foods and other things and start getting themselves back working out and becoming more that. But the one thing I want to be clear about this, you can never, ever get rid of your saboteur. Never. Because it's your protective trait. Even if you could, it'd be stupid because you're getting rid of something that's protecting you. So we teach you that when it happens, you're not there as long as you used to be. So I don't care if you go into a corner, suck your thumb in a fetal position with a pillow. I'm good with that. It's just protection.
Yeah.
The question is, how long are you there for?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into your saboteur, how long are you there for? So it's now, instead of there people being there for a week to 2 weeks, now they're there for maybe an hour, or maybe they're for just a day, or maybe they're just there for five more minutes, and then they're able to shift because now they know what to do that. And then the consistency with accountability and helping and hearing other people and things are, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It causes them to now see how that saboteur can have many different words that mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key. People say, you know, if they had a situation, I'll go, you know, it sounds like you're doing this, this, and this. And they're like, no. And I go, okay, how about this? They go, yes. Well, that word and the words prior are synonymous. But this word meant more to them to that situation than these words.
Wow.
But when they realize they're synonymous and it comes down to the saboteur, it's just same actor, different costume. Wow. And they don't see that.
That is boom, mind blown. I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
How do people get a hold of you? Let's give them contact information or your website here.
Yeah, so they can go to you can go to Transcend Now Masterclass, transcendnowmasterclass.com. It'll bring you to our opt-in page where you'll get to watch our video. And then you have an opportunity to click on for a discovery call, 15, 20 minutes to determine if this is something that's right for you. Mm-hmm. And if it is, great. If it's not, then that's cool too.
Yeah, great. Any parting words of wisdom, sir?
Yeah. Number one, say it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening right now, just say it's okay. It's okay. You are where you are because that's where you need to be at this moment.
Yeah.
So take a deep breath and it's okay. Number two, no, that is only one thing that is causing you to protect yourself. You ever see the domino masters, they push the one domino, goes right, the last one hits. And let's say balloons are released. Well, what's the last thing you see? The balloons.
Mm-hmm.
That's your imposter syndrome, your anxiety, your depression, your over-talking, everything you do what? Last. So what do? We take our coping methods and put them on the balloons, not the one domino. That one domino is your saboteur that creates every negative emotion that you experience. And we prove that. So instead of focusing on these other dominoes and the balloons, focus on the one, then use the antidote, the exact opposite to it. So instead of going down the road of frustration and desperation, you go down a road of motivation, growth, instantly, 100% guaranteed. And the third thing, knowing that there is just one thing to do, create that domino effect, and you can start living the life you want and start making the impact that you know you can make.
I love it. I love it. I am so glad we got the show again today. Folks, transcendnowmasterclass.com. It's below here on the thing. So go click on that and get a hold of Dr. Phil. I guarantee you, you'll feel better, at least knowing that you can feel better. So thank you very much. I appreciate your time today. Have a good one.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Doug Crow. I'm here. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it, man.
Hang on a second. I don't want you to go yet. Okay. Thank you so much. That concludes the show for today. I appreciate your time. Don't forget to go ahead and click below, and you're going to want to take notes. And if you didn't, we've got notes below here for you. So enjoy it. Have a wonderful day.